On the 21st of November 2025, a seed of death will be planted.
We can't sit and not do anything. What are you saying people should do?
It is good to raise awareness. It is good to stand against GBV. But we need to discern by the spirit what influences the awareness.
What makes your spiritual interpretation to this situation more credible?
Today, by the grace of God, we will reveal the plan of the enemy on the spiritual side.
In the midst of the chaos, God is still God. Ooh. God is still good. Nothing will ever dethrone God.
I've been through the most. Been through the most.
Hola, Sand Fam. Hello, hi. We hope that you are blessed and highly favored. Thank you so much for making time to join us today. We are so honored to have yet another guest to come and share their story. But before that, make sure you help us grow the family right here on YouTube. This is I've Been Through the Most podcast, Send Twins TV, because we are the Send Twins, Innocent, Millicent,
Send Twins.
Yeah, we're also available on our audio platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcast. You can go ahead and listen to the podcast over there.
And if you have a story, of course, you can join us by simply writing to us. The email address is down below. If you want to sit on the hot seat. Today's guest is here to sit on the hot seat. They're not joining us in person in studio, however, they are joining us online. And I hope that you really enjoy this one. Open up your mind and also give us feedback on what you think in the comment section down below. We are joined by Ulungile Gianna. Ulungile, please introduce yourself and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. My name is Ulungile Gianna, and I was born and raised in Pretoria, Soshanguve, but I'm currently pursuing my studies here in Cape Town. I'm honored to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You know, I remember Millicent, when we received his email, he was basically talking about the dark side, you know, to some of popular movements that are currently going on some of our platforms. And I found that interesting because you know, he brings a different look, a perspective, you know, to see things in a spiritual side. Without wasting any more time, let's hear your story.
Thank you so much. So firstly, I'd like to acknowledge that GBV is an issue. Okay, it's an issue in our nation, and we need to stand against GBV. But we need to understand that in everything, there's a spirit behind it. In each and every physical manifestation, there's a spirit behind it. We find it in Ephesians 6, verse 12, where it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So it shows us that behind this thing, there is a spirit that we need to tackle. Okay. And there's a particular organization that raises awareness. And it is good to raise awareness. It is good to stand against GBV. But we need to discern by the spirit what influences the awareness. And by the mercies of God, by the graces of God, I was able to discern that the spirit behind this movement is actually a dark spirit. We know that in 2 Corinthians verse 11, verse 14, it shows us that the intent of the devil is to mislead people by appearing as something good. Raising awareness is something good, but behind it, the devil is there. Now, when this appeared, it came as a burden to my heart that I should speak to the people, warn the people that they shouldn't participate in the symbolic actions that will be happening on the 21st of November, 2025. But people are more sided on the physical side and not on the spiritual side. And today, by the grace of God, we will reveal the plan of the enemy on the spiritual side. So without wasting time, this particular organization released a statement that on the 21st of November at 12 p.m., at 12 noon, people should lie down, act as if they are dead for 15 minutes in commemoration of women who are being murdered. Now, that right there, that act is an act that plants a seed of death. And to also link it to their website, where there is a section, a part on their website that is named an unburied casket. So basically, that casket is unburied, and then inside the casket is the name of the woman who have been murdered. But what I know is that a casket symbolizes death, and once there is a casket, it must be buried. Now, if a casket is not buried, it means that there has to be someone or there has to be people who need to occupy the casket in order for it to be buried. They are also specific about everything that they say. They are very specific to show that it has a meaning behind it. They say that the casket is 33.8% larger than a regular casket. Now, prophetically, if you look at that number, 33.8, if you sum that number, if you say 3 plus 3 plus 8, it gives you 14. And when you say 1 plus 4 with that 14, it gives you 5. 5, biblically, it represents grace. It's the number of grace. But what most people don't know is that 5 is the number of death. You know, in Genesis 5, verse 5, that is when the first man, Adam, died. So it shows that, 5 is also a number of death, meaning that on the 21st of November 2025, a seed of death will be planted.
Since this is gender-based violence related, right? Obviously, an incredibly sensitive matter, very triggering and upsetting, as obviously we are females living in our country and knowing the statistics that are, I mean, gruesoming, you know, shocking numbers. We constantly just trying to be safe, you know, trying to live another day, trying to feel safe, you know. So we don't take for granted the fact that so much work and so much awareness need to be done so that something is done by higher powers, you know, in the country, presidents, meetings, which is, I think that's what's going to happen, correct? They're going to be speaking about that. So the main reason is to show them, I guess, the severity of this matter, correct? But now what you're saying is a different perspective. So this came to you as a revelation, discerning spirit, because I think we need to clarify that there's the physical aspect of things, of what's actually happening, right? And then there's the spiritual part, which for people who discern, like yourself, who says that you've discerned, are now giving us a different perspective of what you sensed immediately when you saw the trend happening. So it's not that you are against the trend, right? You are against certain acts that are happening because they do symbolize something.
That is true.
Okay, I was just wanting context of that, yeah. Okay, no, we can continue.
Thank you. As I said, I'm not against the stand against GBV. I believe that everyone should stand against it, but people shouldn't side only on the physical side of it, but we should also look at the spiritual side of it. And also, the devil is smart. The devil he's always looking for a situation that he can use to express himself. As you have said, this situation is painful and it touches the hearts of many. That is when he finds an opportunity to express himself through this, that we will not see the negative side on the spiritual side, but we will see it as a good thing to do, which it is. But on the spiritual side, there is a dark side there. Now, to continue, as I have said, that the number 33.8%, they said that the casket is 33.8% larger than the regular casket. When you sum up those numbers, 33 plus 8, it gives you 41. 4 plus 1, it gives you 5. Even if you say 3 plus 3 plus 8, it gives you 14. And then 1 plus 4, it gives you 5. And we said that what most people don't know is that 5 is a number of death. That is why I think the Lord has revealed this to us so that we can pray against it and actually stop the death that is coming. Okay. Now, I think most people should know this, that on the 21st of November, when you are actually lying down there for 15 minutes, in the spiritual realm, there is a transaction that will be happening. Remember that on their website, there is a casket, and this casket is unburied. It is open. Now, when you lie down, you are saying that you are connecting to that casket. You are saying that you also belong to that casket. You are saying that you should be in that casket as it is open and it is not buried. It is unburied. When you lie down, if a spiritual transaction happens, that you also belong in that casket. And that thing can cause death, not only a physical death, but death to many destinies, death to many nations, death to the dreams and the destinies of people in this country. Now, without wasting time, let me go to the color purple. I think you have seen that most people have put purple profile pictures, and the message behind it is that they are trying to raise awareness so that this thing can get to the higher powers, so that this problem can be solved. That is how a man with his intelligence sees it. But when we look at it in the spirit, we understand that this ritual that I'm talking about now, the ritual that is going to be done on the 21st of November at 12 noon, is ministered by a spirit. And it is important to know that spirit, before they enter a territory, they need a signal. They require a signal in order for them to enter a territory. We see that in Exodus chapter 12, verse 23, where the angel of the Lord was sent to strike down the Egyptians, but he was passing over the doors which had the blood of the lamb on it. So that blood there is a signal. That blood there is a sign for a spirit. Similarly, by raising this color purple, you are alerting the spirit, which is the spirit of death, that it is welcome for the ritual. You are signaling in the spiritual realm that that spirit is actually welcome. Now, but for most people, to them, it seems as if they are raising awareness. And then out of ignorance, without actually seeking guidance from the Lord, when they do this, they don't know that they are actually alerting that spirit, that that spirit can come. And also, remember that a seed of death will be planted. Now, before a seed is planted, we know that cultivation has to take place. Now, when a lot of people are raising this color purple, when a lot of people are spreading this purple, they are actually cultivating the soil out of ignorance, not knowing that a seed of death will be planted. Even if the devil is smart in his ways, he is a fool. He leaves signs for us to see his plans. I may link this with a book that was published in 1982 by Alice Walker, and it was named The Color Purple. Now, this book, The Color Purple, was banned as it displays explicit content and sexual violence and depictions of homosexuality. Now, also the author, Alice Walker, rejected Christianity in favor of personal spirituality, which is pagan. Now, she believed that God is nature, and also believed that God is genderless, that God is it. Okay? And sometimes the author referred to God as mama, as or a female. Now, the motive of the book, which is to portray black men as people who are abusive, is now being spread again. And it starts in the spiritual realm, where it is spread by this color purple. And then it manifests in the physical realm, whereby people, especially women, will now start to grow more hate towards men. This is the motive that was spread in 1984. And it led to the book being banned, but it is now repeating again in this season.
So can I just ask you, so, you know, you speak about motive, you speak about intention, you also speak about the ignorance. So basically, for you're saying people are doing things, but they actually not aware, right? Mm-hmm. So when you then speak about intentionality, what then, what movements would you say can be applicable, that can be a radical sound, that can provoke a shift in the dire situations that are happening in our society and in our country. Because for me, I'm like, this is a way of us uniting. Finally, we're speaking the same language and we're all fighting against the same thing. And we all saying we are tired, you understand? And now when you come with this narrative, right, which I am not judging you for it, but I'm saying, then what are you saying people should do? Because you can come with something and be like, okay, let's rather do this, you know, because we can't sit and not do anything. This is a matter of urgency. This is a crisis that's in our hands, you understand? And we see now everybody, not just women, not just men, everybody coming together and saying enough is enough. And also to talk up in terms of the spirituality, how do we verify, right, to say, according to this revelation, this is what's right? Do you get what I mean? Because somebody else might have a revelation just like you and say, well, this is what I'm interpreting this as, spiritual. This is my spiritual interpretation of the situation. What makes your spiritual interpretation to this situation more credible than any other person, even an organization that is trying to make a positive move?
Okay, to answer your first question on what people should do, it says in Psalms 50 verse 15 that in the days of trouble, we should call upon the Lord that we may glorify him. Now, these are the days of trouble. This is where people should unite, but they should unite on the foundation that is Jesus Christ, to actually realize that this thing can be overcome by the blood of Jesus. So what people should do is that they should come together, uniting, but on the foundation that is Jesus Christ, to come against this, as I've said, that this is a spirit that is manifesting in the physical realm, to fight this spiritual battle by actually giving our life to Jesus Christ, surrendering our lives to him, and with prayer. You know, why would you lie down for 15 minutes, act as if you are dead, instead of kneeling down and praying? That is my cry, that people should pray against this spirit. During that 15 minutes, don't lie down and act as if you are dead, but kneel down and pray. Ask God for help, that he intervenes. It would be good that people would meet, a large number of people to meet, but in prayer, and that should be recorded, that people have met to pray to God. It also raises awareness to the higher powers. They see that these people are actually against GBV, and it also causes a shift in the spiritual realm.
And I love that. I love that. But you also realize that nobody's stopping us from doing that. Nobody's stopping us from having a national prayer day. You know, let's go and pray about the situation. Nobody at all. You understand? Yeah. So maybe we need to reflect on ourselves as well, Christian, you know, as Christians, to say, what have we done? Mm. What solutions have I come up with? What movements have I initiated? What innovations have I presented? You understand? Instead of sitting in a place or in a position of judgment to say, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can do this. What about us or you or whoever? What are you doing? What have you done that's a positive change towards, I guess, a better outcome of what is currently happening?
Before you ask two questions, I'll answer your second question. We said that what makes me this revelation credible than any other. I like to say that I'm not saying my revelation is greater than any other. I'm not saying I'm coming here with a revelation that is bigger than every revelation, but I come here by the revelation of the Spirit, that I did not have any physical a magnificent encounter, but I just had an encounter with the Word of God, which activated this discernment. So I think it should be clear that this revelation is not bigger than any revelation. This revelation, and it can be tested by the Word of God, as I come here not with my mind, but the revelation is backed by the Word of God. And please don't look at it as a big revelation. Okay. And as to what people or Christians are doing, what Christians have done, if you go to a lot of churches, actually, a lot of churches that I know, they're actually raising awareness. But that awareness is not emphasized, or rather it is not magnified, because it is backed by God. The name of God is included. And The current generation, the current society, they don't want to hear anything about God. Bring your solution, bring your plan, bring your ideas, but don't bring God. Every time you try to mention the name of Jesus, they are saying you are trying to push your narrative with that name. So I think it is very difficult for believers, for Christians to raise awareness in such this thing, because when they come to raise awareness, they come with the blood of Jesus, they come with the name of God, and society opposes that. This generation opposes that. So I'm telling you that awareness is being raised against violence, against murder, against each and everything that is of high moral decadence. But it is being pressed down, it is being downplayed, because it comes with the name of God. Now, it will be good for Christians to gather, to amplify this voice through the name of God, so that it can touch nations, it can touch lives. At the end of the day, the aim here is for souls, for souls to be won to the kingdom of God. So this awareness should be done, but to glorify God. And he will glorify himself by bringing a solution to this.
Okay, thanks for that. Yeah, thanks for explaining. Also, I think maybe we had a little bit of a misunderstanding earlier with the questions. So we're not saying that a revelation, there's a higher revelation or a lower revelation. I think the kind of show that we have, we obviously, and because we're Christian, right? When you have the spirit of discernment and you see certain things spiritually, right? Anybody can come and say, this is what I am saying, right? And the question that we get from viewers normally is like, but how do you guys verify everybody that says, but this is what God is saying, or the Holy Spirit is grieved by such and such an act? Do you understand? So I don't want you to receive that question in a negative way, but we also need to test the spirit with certain things so that we make sure that us as Christian, things that we say are credible. Do you know what I mean? And I like the fact that you are spiritually aware and are able to discern. I saw on social media a few people also doing videos similar to what you have said, who have just said, like, spiritually I'm not, like, I agree with the movement, but something in my spirit is not aligning. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not... You know, so I get it, you know. Yeah. I get it, and I 100% respect each person with how they feel. There is a spirit behind everything. And let's hear what else you have to say. I don't want to put words in your mouth, so let's give you the platform to finish what, you know, what was revealed to you.
That's all, actually. My cry, the important message that I'm trying to spread is that a true battle is a spiritual one. And we should always look upon the Lord. We should always ask God for help in this thing. My cry, my message is that all the people should cry to the Lord and ask him for help, you know, and we should let go of our pride. Because sometimes when we tend to come with solution or movement that we think can bring a solution, they actually bring distraction. I saw here in my school whereby they held a march against GBV, and they were allegations against this person who was said to have caused violence against a young lady. Some of the members who were part of that match, they actually beat the guy. How are we fighting against violence with violence? And that there you can see that the enemy is involved, the devil is involved. So I think, in fact, I know that we should run to God and ask God for help. And when we unite, let us unite on the foundation that is Christ. Let us spread the gospel. If we spread the gospel more than spreading this purple color, I don't think this thing will stand. Therefore, we should spread the gospel. We should spread the blood of Jesus in prayers. We should unite also. The body of Christ need to unite in prayers against these things. Because if a thing such as this is happening in a nation, people will look at the church of that nation. What is the church doing to fight that thing? So also to the believers, to the Christians, because I saw most believers, they are also in this trend. And this truth that I'm speaking, most of them, they know it, but they are afraid to speak out. They are afraid of criticism. But we should stand against that. We should stand against this spirit, against the spirit of GBV, against these actions, but on the foundations that is Christ. That is my message. And thank you so much.
Okay, I think lastly for me, I want to maybe find out from you how you linked the book to the current movement.
Thank you so much. It was actually, it was the help of the Holy Spirit. I was actually curious. I asked myself, why the color purple? Why are they using purple? And by the Spirit, I saw that actually there's nothing wrong with purple. Purple is the color of God. It's a royal color, actually. I also have a purple t-shirt. There's nothing wrong with purple. But the devil tried to express himself through this thing. Then I went to the internet and just searched the color purple. That's when the name of the book, The Color Purple, appeared.
All right, Ulungile, thank you so much. If there isn't any other thing that you want to add to the conversation, then, you know, thank you. Thank you for sharing. And I found your email interesting. You know, we're always open to hearing what everybody has to say without judgment, with love, of course. And I hope that this episode can, you know, reach someone, make sense to someone. And let's open up the comment section, you know. And thank you for making it clear that you really are against gender-based violence. And truly, that's what you stand by. And really, this is just a spiritual interpretation of what you saw. And it's more like a warning, again, you know, for people, for the well-being of people, to have a better interpretation of the acts or the actions that will be happening. And so I guess it's a warning for people to make informed decisions now that they know better. I think also in general, maybe not making this whole thing about a specific day or a specific color or a specific date. I think just being Christians as a whole, we need to be aware, physically, spiritually, constantly aware and discern. It's not everything that you should just jump on the train and there you go. You know, the Bible does say do not conform to the standards of this world. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the lines can be blurred. You know, they can be so blurred that you can't even see the difference. You know, some things are genuinely so good, but it doesn't mean you have to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And some things are just clear as black and white. Mm-hmm. And some things is just blurred along the lines, and then you get people who, you know, I guess are more spiritually inclined to have a say. And honestly, I won't lie, I was very skeptical about this one when I read the email, because as mentioned, as females living in this country, knowing the statistics, knowing the numbers, it is a conversation that is very sensitive and should be handled as such, with care. So yeah, thank you for your bravery and honesty. I'm looking forward to what our audience is going to have to say, because it's not just a conversation between us and yourself, but it is an open-ended conversation. Yeah. Would really love to hear what you have to say. Like I'm saying, I did see a lot of different reactions on social media as well, which I found interesting, especially from Christians as well. So yeah, God help us.
You know, thank you once again. And we hope that you remain blessed. Thank you so much, Saint Fam. We hope that you enjoyed this one. And I want to encourage you, you know, pray. Let's pray. Let's pray without ceasing. Let's pray without getting tired and weary. Let's pray in all circumstances. And that is our duty as children of God, is that we need to remain prayerful at all times. And we hope that you enjoyed this one.
Yeah, the Bible does say with prayer and supplication,
with thanksgiving
in our hearts, we must present our request to the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. And also, I know you also mentioned, it said in everything, be grateful. Yes. May we continue counting our blessings, you know, in the midst of the chaos. God is still God. Ooh. God is still good. Nothing will ever dethrone God, you know. And again, to a point that you mentioned earlier about maybe if people are thinking God is like this gender or that gender, the Bible clearly says He is our Father.
and that's it. That's what the Bible says. Amen. God is our Father.
Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on, finish it up. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. That was unexpected. Okay, Sand Fam, we need to go right now. Thank you so much, Ulungile Gianna, once again. And thank you, Sand Fam, for watching. From myself, Innocent.
And myself, Millicent. And of course, our guest all the way from Ekapa. It is.
Bye for now.
I've been through the most. Been through the most.